Well, Galesburg High School has a new athletic director incoming. Jeff Flater tendered his resignation about a month ago or so, so he'll be moving on. And District 205 School Board at their meeting on Monday nights chose a new gentleman who's very familiar with the area, in fact, still in the area. Current athletic director, activities director at Farmington School District, a Knoxville native, Eric Matthews, who joins us here this morning. Eric, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, Tom. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, very good. Thanks for being with us. First off, congratulations on getting hired here in District 205. Well, let's talk about a little bit about your background, just maybe to remind people a little bit. Knoxville native, you played a little ball over there for the Blue Bullets.
Yeah, I played 4 years there, basketball and ran track, and played for Steve Sanholm way back in the day, and then played 1 year under Mike Juskowski, who was over at Galesburg for a while, and graduated from there in 1995, and then ended up going over to Monmouth College and playing 4 years for Terry Glasgow, and coached a couple years for Terry when I was going through Western, getting a master's in sports management. And then when that was concluded, I was 24 years old and got hired as the athletic director at Monmouth High School and did that for 4 years. And then my last year there, we went through a consolidation with Roseville. So I spent 5 years as an athletic director there at Monmouth. And then I've been at Farmington for the last 12, so 17 total years as an athletic director. And I'm excited and looking for the opportunity to come over to Galesburg.
You know, it's rather interesting, Eric, because a lot of guys that are former players, they'll get right into teaching and coaching, but you kind of foregone all that and went right into being an AD, because sometimes a guy will spend some time and then they'll eventually get their master's and get into the administration side. But,
sure.
But was that kind of your plan right off the bat, or was there a time you thought about coaching, or was it just opportunity?
Well, my dream job was I wanted to do something in the NBA, and actually went up and met with a former basketball player for Coach Glasgow, who was up at Milwaukee with the Milwaukee Bucks at the time, and I went up there and met with him and thought this would be a great opportunity. But it was one of those things where the timeline was going to be further out than what I had anticipated, and I was kind of sitting around thinking, what am I going to do for a year? And I was seeing a young lady at the time who is now my wife, and she said, you know, the athletic director job at Monmouth High School is open. Why don't you throw your name in the hat and see how it goes? So I did, and I interviewed with Gary Collins, who was the principal at Monmouth at the time, and Don Daly, who was the superintendent. And so we sat down and interviewed and talked about a couple things, and I guess I was lucky enough that they offered me the job. I was, like I said, I was 24 years old. I really didn't know what I was doing or getting myself into. And, I mean, I had some experience a little bit when I was at Monmouth College through the work-study program with Roger Sander. I kind of ran that for him my last couple years there. So I had some experience, and then when I coached at Monmouth College, I kind of did some of that stuff for Coach Glasgow with, you know, help setting up rooms and meal money and travel plans. So I'd kind of had a little bit of background in it at a very, very small scale, but it was just an opportunity that it kind of came up, and it was something I was kind of interested in, but I just kind of, as you said, I kind of bypassed some of the traditional coaching and the time that most guys probably put into it, because I think I just kind of was at the right place at the right time, and it just kind of kept skyrocketing and building and building, and now I'm 17 years later, and it's been a great ride for sure. And like I said, being able to come over to Galesburg now after being at Farmington for 12 years is something that we're excited about, my family's excited about, being from the area. I think it's going to be a great opportunity, and really looking forward to getting over there as soon as I can.
Eric Matthews joining us here this morning. He was just hired Monday night at the District 205 school board meeting. He'll be the new athletic director at Galesburg High School. And I got to tell you, we had a conversation a little bit yesterday about this. Eric, one of our members of the morning show here, a fellow Knoxville and Monmouth College alum, Tyler Gum, was talking about how impressed he was in grade school at some point when you and the coaches came over to talk to the kids, and he got to see you dunk. That's no, maybe it was just grab the rim even. They asked you if you could grab the rim, and you went up and did that, and they were really impressed. So just to say he's still impressed.
Back then to impress people, I think it's gotten a lot harder to be able to do that. But I kind of remember some of that stuff when I was, you know, a little bit younger and, you know, doing camps and being able to go around and talk to some of the younger kids and just trying to, you know, share a little bit of something that I had been through. And, you know, in basketball and track allowed me to, you know, experience a lot of things that I might not have been able to with obviously going to college and playing there for Terry and having a great career. You know, that was a great opportunity, and I met a lot of people, and actually saw Terry this winter at our regional boys tournament that we were in, and got to catch up a little bit. So there's something to be said about going to a smaller school when you know you meet a lot of people, and you're still able to network with those people 15 to 20 years down the road. I think it's something that I tell our kids here, you know, there's nothing wrong with going somewhere close by, or I think there's a lot of great opportunities for when you get done, you know, for a future down the road kind of opportunities.
Absolutely. Eric Matthews, he'll be the new athletic director of Galesburg High School. Eric, talk about, you know, having been in the smaller school districts, Monmouth, Roseville, and Farmington, and then coming into the bigger district, Galesburg, more sports, obviously. Talk about some of the challenges that you see and the differences of being in a small school to the bigger school.
Sure. Well, you know, here at Farmington, my job, I do both the high school and the junior high athletics right now. So I've got, you know, roughly 750 kids that, you know, I kind of oversee. So it's kind of a medium size. I view it as a medium size position, not a traditional small one, but because doing both. And then, you know, I do all the evaluations and in charge of the physical education department here. So they've kind of got me stretched everywhere that they need me. But, you know, it's obviously Galesburg is bigger, and there's you know, more programs, more opportunities for kids, as opposed to what I have here. And whether we've got 12 programs or 24 programs, I think ultimately is your organizational skills, which is something that I feel like is probably my strongest you know, thing that I bring to the table, is just being organized, being on top. And communication, you know, making sure everybody's communicating with each other within the department, with the parents. With technology nowadays, there really shouldn't be a breakdown in communication, honestly, between Twitter and Facebook and email. I mean, we should be able to get our information out as soon as possible to everybody and hit all those markets. So, you know, I think it's just you know, having good people around you, and everybody plays a part. And I'm one piece of that puzzle, and you know, we've done a lot of great things here at Farmington in my last 12 years. Our sports are probably the most successful they've ever been in school history from across the board, and you know, I get a lot of that credit. But honestly, it's the people that I've been able to hire in those positions, and they just make me look good. But they're the ones that are doing all the work, and I don't take credit for any of that. I just, you know, I put them in the positions that they get all the credit, because they, you know, they work with those kids every day, one-on-one, and, you know, they deserve all that. So, you know, kind of getting back to your original question, it's communication and it's organization, you know. It's taking care of the simple things, the scheduling and the busing and all that. You got to make sure that stuff's all ready to go, and then you can kind of branch out and work on some different projects. But you got to make sure you've got the simple things in place first. So, and I know Jeff, you know, before he leaves, I know he'll do a great job, and that stuff will be set for me when I come in. And so I'm, you know, I won't be spending a lot of time on that early on. I'm just trying to, like I said, I want to get over there and get, you know, start meeting people and, you know, just kind of brainstorming and seeing where we're at and just kind of moving forward.
Eric Matthews will be the new athletic director at Galesburg High School, hired Monday night at the District 205 school board meeting. One of the things I'm sure you're obviously aware of is the facilities upgrade for the athletic programs here just over the last few years, and you're walking into some really nice and pretty new facilities.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, I think that's, you know, that was something that is attracting for that position, is, you know, what has been done there in the last couple of years. And, you know, during my interview, I, you know, obviously I took a facilities tour, and Because I had driven around, but I hadn't really been in the ends of the field house, and I hadn't been back to Galesburg Gymnasium or Thiel since they redid that. So it's great. I mean, it's one of those things. You know, we're in a position here at Farmington that we're getting ready to start doing some of those things. So to be able to come somewhere where they're kind of already in place is fantastic. Obviously, the baseball field is immaculate, and I've seen what they did with the softball diamonds back there, and those are great, having, you know, those being all upgraded and right there. And I think there's a huge benefit there, having everything right there on site, because a lot of places that we go to now, or a lot of the guys I talk to up in the suburbs, or, you know, their facilities are kind of scattered throughout. So what a huge benefit to have everything kind of centrally located right there for parents and visitors to be able to come there. So I'm looking forward to it. I think what we have is great, and we just need to, you know, keep what we have and, you know, find out what little improvements we need to work on. But I think, you know, coming in, I'm excited. You know, the football stadium and the field house is immaculate, and that's, you know, there's a lot of small colleges that would love to have a facility like that. So I think we're way ahead of the curve compared to some of the other schools in our area, for sure.
Absolutely. Eric Matthews, he'll be the new athletic director at Galesburg High School, currently at Farmington, a Knoxville native, Monmouth College graduate, and be starting his job very soon, beginning of the summer here, as Jeff Flater steps down. One of the things you're coming into, of course, the change in the Western Big Six Conference and the whole scheduling thing, and I guess in talking with Jeff Flater and some of the other people from around the Western Big Six Conference, that kind of, especially for football, actually makes things a little bit easier.
Well, I think as far as scheduling, yeah, I think it's taken that dynamic out of the equation, where you're trying to figure out where you're going to go on a year-to-year or two-year deal. And I think being able to bring in Sterling and Geneseo, obviously, which are great programs, and adding them to already a great conference is obviously going to make it easier for everybody, so you're not guessing and panicking and trying to figure out where you're going to go, whether you're traveling over across the state or even leaving the state. So from that aspect, it's going to be great for everybody. And I think, you know, and they're two great schools, you know, as we're talking for football. Obviously, Geneseo's tradition is phenomenal. And I know Greg King up at Sterling is a friend of mine, and what they've been able to do the last, you know, 5 or 6 years with their program is really going to even add more quality games to the Western Big Six. So I know Joe Nichols at Geneseo. We worked together for a little while, a number of years ago. So two great guys, two great schools coming into the conference with what we already have, I think is only going to, you know, make step it up a notch even more than it already is.
Eric Matthews, he'll be the new athletic director at Galesburg High School, joining us here this morning, just hired Monday night at the District 205 school board meeting. And, again, congratulations on the new position. Thanks for taking some time with us this morning. Looking forward, we'll chat with you again once you kind of get into things, as we get toward all the practices. It'll be starting early, I guess, or later in the summer, before fall even, when that comes around again.
Yeah, I'm like I said, we've got about 5 days of school left here. Getting ready to head down to the state girls track meet. Our team is expected to do pretty well, so I've got a couple things I need to finish up here, and then spend a little bit of time with the family before we get going on over there. And like I said, we're excited. The family is ready to come over. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for us, and I'm really looking forward to it, and we got some family there, so we'll be a little bit closer to them. And I think for everybody, it's going to be it's a great fit for us, and I think it's a great fit for Galesburg. There's a lot of great people and coaches there already. I know Jeff Houston very well, so I'm looking forward to working with him. And I worked with Dr. Aslan for 6 years here, and he's a great, great leader. Looking forward to working with him again. So I can't say it enough that we're excited, and I think it's a great time for both of us, for Galesburg and our family to kind of get things going. So I appreciate the time, Tom.
Eric, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Congratulations once again.